Illinois State's Redbirds get a big win on the road. They defeat Missouri State 76-60. It's the second consecutive loss at home. Second loss in a period of 4 days for the Bears. They lost on Saturday here to Southern Illinois by two. They lose here to the Redbirds by 16. Speaking of the Salukis, they now lead Drake 75-67. There's only 36 seconds to go in that game, so it looks like Southern Illinois will take the second spot in the Missouri Valley Conference standings with that victory. Our Missouri Valley Conference scores update brought to you by Denny's Donuts and Bakery. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Bud Light, a proud friend of Illinois State basketball, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Before we go further, let's pause now for stations to identify themselves. This is the Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.
I hope Taylor's our postgame guest.
Yeah, I would think he will be.
Yeah. That's because you're a logical thinker.
Redbirds prevail as they win 76-60 here over Missouri State. They held the Bears to just 32% from the field, 4 for 23 from 3. So add that to 3 for 19 from 3. Those were the numbers for Valparaiso on Saturday night. That's 7 for 42 from three-point territory in the last two games for Redbird opponents. They have been defending the arc very well. The Birds out-rebounded Missouri State, 45-39, 15 offensive rebounds for the Birds, 16 for the Bears. Now the numbers, 45-39, probably slanted the Redbirds' way because they shot it better. Well, they were slanted the Redbirds' way because they shot it better. But if you took percentages, rebounding percentages, this would have been about even. And to stay even with this team on the boards is doing well.
Yeah, I think that's part of their problem. Missouri State's just not rebounding the ball, obviously not shooting it really well. But, yeah, they're a much better rebounding team, and there's just something a little bit off about Missouri State right now. They got good talent. The chemistry just doesn't seem to be flowing. But by the time March rolls around down in St. Louis, they could be very, very strong.
Well, ideally, the two players they're missing, Abdul Fofana and, more importantly, Reggie Scurry, will be back. That could be part of the reason why they're not quite on rhythm.
Yeah, the rotation's completely off, and guys aren't playing as well as they normally do and playing more minutes than they normally do, so that's a good point.
A great game for Taylor Bruninga off the bench. He scores 13. He was actually the third highest scorer for the Redbirds. Malik Yarbrough and Keyshawn Evans each had 15.
Yeah, Taylor would have had 40 points if they had played him 40 minutes. Yeah. He only played 13 minutes, yeah. Had 13 points, and
wow.
He really got our offense jump-started in the first half.
He also had three rebounds and a block. He had a great
That's great pretty good production.
Game. Yeah. All right, we're going to talk with Dan Muller in a little bit. We'll visit with a Redbird player as well as the Birds win here at Missouri State. Again, the final was 76-60. The Redbirds have really been in control in this series. I think now they've won 5 of the last 6. We're going to talk with Coach Muller next, but first we pause for this. This is Illinois State Redbird basketball from
Drake's
a
hit
road
skids.
Victory for the Redbirds, 76-60. Illinois State moves to 6-5 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Birds are 12-11 overall. We're joined by Dan Muller. Our conversation with the coach brought to you by Brad Barker Honda, where you are more than a customer. You are family. Dan, defense was great in the win over Valparaiso on Saturday, and that continued here in Springfield, Missouri.
As we talked about, we hoped we took our defense on the road with us, and we certainly packed it on this trip. You know, I feel bad for Missouri State. I've said it. They've got a couple guys out due to a situation I've never even heard of, which is really, really sad. So they're undermanned a little bit. And yet, I mean, whoever was out there, it didn't matter. We guarded. We guarded the three-point line. We guarded their best player. Rebounding was a bit of an issue, certainly at times. But, yet we out-rebounded by 6. And we were great on the offensive boards, but so were they. But I just thought we played with a whole bunch of passion and intensity and focus. 1 through 9, everybody who played went in, and I thought did really good things.
I thought in the first 5 minutes, what really made me have a good feeling about tonight is there was 4 or 5 loose balls mm-hmm. in the first 5 minutes of the game. And we got every one of them.
We did, and we did in the Valparaiso game also. And it kind of just, you know, that's a great way to see how quick you are to respond and react to things, and that's a great way to tell you how locked in you are and how focused you are. It's not a matter of making shots. It's just quick reactions and aggressive play and physical play. I, again, a little bit disappointed on the boards at times, But the loose balls, some long rebounds, some physical plays around the rim were evident early. And I've thought many times this year, incorrectly, that we are ready to play really well. And I kind of thought that today, but I wasn't sure because we haven't done it, you know, a few games in a row yet, defensively at least. But I'm hoping, as I've said before, that we're starting to understand that defense can be consistent. Defense can travel. Defense can carry you. Defense can win games. Because if we continue to guard like we have the last couple games, then we're going to have a chance every night.
If you're a good defensive team, defense doesn't slump like offense does for good offensive teams.
That's exactly right. Now, you can have a great defensive team and the other team hits tough shots consistently, but that's hard to do for 40 minutes. But as you said, there's not defensive slumps. And as we've talked about before, there's two ways to avoid runs, scoring and getting stops. And if you can get stops consistently, it's going to give you the best chance because sometimes your shots just don't go in. We did a lot of good things on the offensive end as well. Obviously, we had that run in the second half where we stretched it out. But from Taylor in the first half to being, you know, didn't play at all the last game. And really proud of him. You know, I've talked to him about it. Hey, you never know. Stay focused. Stay locked in. You never know. Went to kind of the scout team and really didn't get a whole lot of reps with the first unit these last couple of days. But I knew I may play him. Made a bunch of shots on the scout team and came out. And his first half really, I mean, you could argue hit Taylor's first half won us the game.
Yeah.
You never know. But credit to him, and a lot of guys did good things, but really proud of what he did.
In the second half, David Njai, yeah. You guys have been coaching him up lately. What kinds of things have you been, I'll say, harping on him about in practice and wanting him to do better in games?
Well, I'm surprised they only have him for one block. I thought he had more than that. But really just the things he's really good at, and those things are relatively obvious. Protect the rim with block shots and rim protection, rebound the heck out of the ball, and be an elite finisher. And he still has some balls where he catches right at the rim where he's too hesitant to go up that we've been working very hard on him with. And once he gets that down, because he's a really good free throw shooter, that's going to help us a lot on the offensive end. But protect the rim, be a great screener, finisher, and rebounder. And he gets 10 rebounds tonight. Again, I'm almost positive he had more than one block. Gets that tip dunk, finishes around the rim. But he was terrific and throughout a lot of the game, but especially in the second half.
When you guys made that run in the second half and built the lead to a pretty healthy lead, it was actually 25 at one point. But before that, when it was less and there was still a lot of time left in the game, does the Southern Illinois game enter your mind?
Not really. I mean, I hope it doesn't with the players.
Yeah,
you know,
that was my next question. Yeah.
We didn't talk about it. You know, every game's a new game. I think if that happens a whole bunch of times, it can creep in. But that was kind of an aberration. It's the only time we've had a big lead late like that. And our focus has continued to be on the defensive end. Now, they got a kid come in, number one, who I don't think he scored the entire year.
And he scored 13 points, actually.
Has he?
For the whole year.
Not in conference, I don't think.
Oh, maybe not. Yeah, I don't know where they came from.
Yeah, you know, but credit to him. But he came in, made some shots, and kind of made it a little ugly towards the end. But we finished well, and we just continued to focus on getting stops. And that's what you do when you're up big.
Talk a little bit about Malik Yarbrough. Had a tough night shooting it, but did a lot of things to make everybody else on the floor better.
Thought he was tentative, little tentative early in the first half. You know, they put the big kid in. They have some shot-blocking ability and made some nice passes. But we were going to him early, and he was just a little unsure around the rim, as was Phil Fain. Those guys are allowed to obviously have bad offensive nights. But the great thing about Malik, 6 assists, he guarded, 8 rebounds, didn't drop his head, continued to play, and just, you know, our three studs, as we have a lot of studs, okay? Let me say that. But none of them shot it very well, right? And they're all 50% shooters in general.
Yeah.
So to be able to have those guys have bad offensive nights shooting the ball, and still build a 25-point lead, again, speaks to the depth of our team and also the defense that we're building.
And that's what happens when you force the opponent to shoot 32% from the field. You have room for error.
A lot of it. And in the first half, I believe we forced 7 turnovers, only 3 in the second half. So our numbers were really good. We just weren't, you know, offensively, we just weren't very good at different times, especially in the first half. But as you just said, if you can withstand a bad offensive night, if you guard, and we've been preaching that obviously since June. But it's two games. It doesn't make us a great defensive team. The test is always how you respond to adversity, which we've been a very good team at responding to adversity. I mean, really good.
Yeah.
And then how do you handle success, which we've struggled with that at times, but hopefully we'll show, and we have tomorrow off, hopefully we'll show in our preparation on Thursday and how we respond will be the right way.
Well, and you attempt to handle the success now with a couple of home games, which are spread out a little bit more. You've got time between games now, much more than you've had lately. Is that a good thing at this point, or would you rather be playing more frequently?
I know we play Saturday. I honestly don't know when we play.
You play Thursday after that. So
and who, I don't, who do we
that's
play?
Drake.
Okay. Is that Drake?
You need to buy yourself a schedule, Coach.
I do. It says the next game. My schedule says the next
You're
game.
You're serious when you say that. When you
sometimes
say,
sometimes I really do. I honestly didn't know who we played after Saturday.
Yeah.
I knew we played. I know we played Evansville Saturday. I knew that before now.
Right.
You know, these guys haven't had a day off in a week and a half.
Yeah.
And so I do think it's a very good time for that. I mean, we have some guys banged up, as most teams do right now. And we're actually going to practice Thursday morning. So the coaches will hit the road. We'll all go out recruiting tomorrow. We'll actually practice Thursday morning before class, and then we'll recruit some Thursday afternoon. But our focus will be on Evansville. And at some point during every good season, the coach has to rely on the leadership and the maturity of the team to handle, you know, I'll tell them here how to deal with it, but it's up to them. I'm starting to trust them. I don't trust them completely yet, and there's not a ton I can do about it, but I'm starting to trust how they're going to handle these things. But it's critical because it's the difference between winning and losing.
Well, a wonderful victory, fun game to watch. Have an enjoyable ride home and get ready for the Aces.
We will. It isn't Saturday's Taste of Redbirds, correct?
Yes, it is.
So we've got Taste of Redbirds, 3 o'clock game.
Yep.
I think there's like a cheerleading clinic.
Yes.
We've won a couple in a row. Our student section was unbelievable last game.
It was great.
Let's have the best crowd of the year on Saturday.
I think the students like that 9 o'clock start time, so we have to make sure they get up nice and early to make that 3 o'clock game.
That's true. Okay, we'll try to do that. Yeah. But everybody else in town, I don't know what our biggest crowd of the year is. I don't know, 7,000 maybe?
It was about a little short of 7 for Bradley.
Okay.
Maybe we can top it.
Let's get 7 or 8 there.
Yeah.
Taste of Redbirds, always awesome.
That'd be fantastic.
And it'll be a fun game. See everybody on Saturday.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Coach.
Dan Muller's Redbirds. Win here at Missouri State, 76-60 was the final score. Madison Williams is our player guest. We'll talk with Mr. Williams, but first we pause. This is Illinois State Redbird basketball from Learfield. Redbirds win 76-60 over Missouri State as we get ready to talk to Madison Williams, our Redbird player post-game interview. By the way, our coach's interview with Dan Muller brought to you by Brad Barker Honda, where you are more than a customer, you are family. Madison, you guys played great defense at Valparaiso. You needed to carry that on the road. That's been a challenge to do lately. You were able to do it here. How were you able to do that here?
Focus. We just dug down deep, and like now we've been talking about we need to go on a win streak. We need to go on a win streak, and we need to do it by playing defense. And you can tell, and like everybody's demeanor that we want to get stops. You know, we want to play well on defense because, you know, defense is what gives you a chance to win the game, right? So, you know, we just really dug down, started digging down deep, focusing more in practice, focusing more in the game, and we just don't want to let each other down. And so you can tell by how everybody's playing together.
Very similar to what you said a few weeks ago about last year's team.
Yeah.
You didn't want to let anybody down,
right?
So everybody rose their level of play.
Yeah. That's exactly what you can see. Like even though we make mistakes, they're not mistakes out of like lack of effort. Like they're mistakes as in, oh, I should have done this instead of making that other pass. But it's like we're playing hard as we can, and that's what's helping us a lot.
Did you feel the difference right at the start of the game? Could you tell that you guys were in that mode?
Yeah, I could tell like in warm ups and layup lines and. Like all that, everybody had this focused look on their face. Everybody was trying to get a good warm-up. Everybody was, like, doing everything they can to prepare themselves to play the game. You know, everybody got something different, you know. But you can tell everybody was in that focus mode. And then when we started the game, We got some rebounds. They got some offensive rebounds, but, you know, we were getting stops.
So. Now, you haven't had much airtime since your ESPN flying dunk against Valparaiso. Talk a little bit about that. Where did that come from? Madison Williams doesn't play basketball that way, and next thing I know, you take off from the free throw line and jam it in somebody's face, and you're on SportsCenter, and you're the most talked about player at Illinois State. Where did that come from?
Well, I mean, just got the rebound. I was pushing it. Nobody picked me up, so I was like, I'm going to go to the rim. And I just went to the rim and was like in my mind, I was like, dunk it, you know, so dunk it. And I was expecting, you know, get a foul, you know what I'm saying? But like, I just like went, go strong, try to finish it. That's really it.
You made a play that was equally athletic in this game when you leaped over Obadiah Church. Tell us about that sequence. I mean, you flew over his head.
You couldn't have thought that was going to end well.
I didn't think that was going to end well. In my mind, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. But, like, luckily he ducked and I cleared him, so he didn't, you know. But, yeah, I went for the pump fake. And he ducked down, and I just was like, and like, I was just looking down in the air, like making sure I like landed.
Well, you stuck the landing too.
I did stick the landing.
It was an amazing play. That one should be a top 10.
Oh, absolutely.
I hope that it gets there, which would be two in the space of, what, 4 days for Madison Williams. Might be a record.
Why don't you go ahead and take tomorrow off?
Rest we up. Got off day tomorrow.
You do get tomorrow off. Madison, when you guys built a pretty big lead in the second half, there were – you pointed it out, a couple of mistakes, and they would get a mini run started, but you guys responded to it well. It was so, I'm thinking back to the Southern Illinois game where the wheels just came off. Were you thinking about that game and what happened there when you were out there tonight?
Yeah, a lot of our things is when we get a lead, try to increase it by making solid plays. You know, don't try to make spectacular plays. Just keep making a solid play. And you know, basketball is a game of runs. The other team is going to go on a run, but the way you handle the run is, like, you keep trying to keep playing hard on defense, and you slow it down, and you try to get a great shot, not a good shot, but a great shot. Yeah. So that's I felt like we did well with that today. They'll go on a run, hit a couple shots in a row, we'll come down, and you know, set up a play and get a great shot. You know, people pass up a good shot for a great shot, and that's how we did.
Now, they say everything comes in threes. So you had the dunk the other night. You flew over Obadiah Church tonight. What do you got for us Saturday afternoon?
And I don't know. I don't know what's coming, but hopefully it's something good. Hopefully it's something good.
Hopefully it's a victory.
Hopefully.
Whatever happens, hopefully it's a victory. You guys have won two big games here and are getting yourself back into the thick of the Missouri Valley Conference race. Congrats, Madison. Enjoy your day off tomorrow.
Thank you.
Keep the highlights coming.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we enjoy them. Right. Madison Williams, thank you much. Madison Williams, the sophomore from Augusta, Georgia, with a big game here at Missouri State. The Redbirds win it 76-60. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more. This is Illinois State Redbird basketball from Learfield.